This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete in what looked to be shaping up to be a colorful fall at our home near the banks of the Ojolote. Ash tree leaves started to turn, you know, cottonwoods the same, you know, that kind of thing. Much anticipation. Here come the fall color. Anyway, a couple nights of temperatures in the teens put the kibosh on that version of fall. The local headlines should have read, "Freeze, foils, fall." Oh, yeah. Leaves of deciduous trees froze and fell from branches. On walks with our dogs, we kicked through blankets of crunchy lime green leaves. They never got a chance to change, you know. The local sycamores fared a little better, as some had already turned yellow or brownish bronze prior to the 15-degree nights. But they're slowly dropping leaves as well. Sometimes the large palmate leaves of sycamores dry and curl up like a cup before falling. And if you're lucky to be standing under a sycamore, small twirling bowls fall and land with a quiet crackle. I can actually hear it, which I find delightful, considering I've lost some hearing. And though my hearing loss may be partly age, I suspect my life on the stage of several hundred honky-tonks 40, 50 years ago exacerbated the loss. Anyway, I got to be standing by that sycamore to hear those leaves land, and I think that I should probably spend more time in autumn under the deciduous trees listening to leaves land. It's good for your soul. It's good for your heart, I'm guessing. Yeah, I mean, the headlines could read, "Honky-tonker hears heart." Well, anyway, okay. Fall is fabulous and always lives up to the crazed anticipation. You know, we're all screaming, shouting, thinking, "Fall is here! Here comes fall! Yay, fall!" Those kinds of excited autumnal thoughts and shouts. But the sharp freezes we had were a reminder that winter is on the way, and dark mornings seem to go on forever in the winter, and I spend some mornings coaxing the sun over the Chiricahua Mountains. "Come on, sunshine, come to Papa. Give me some of that good old-fashioned vitamin D." Yeah. A few years ago, I was poking around boulders in the Dos Cabezas Mountains, and I gathered seed of a plant called Abutilon sonora, Sonoran Indian mallow. It's a tall perennial with large leaves, chordate leaves, heart-shaped. Valentine heart, not human heart. at the top of this 3-4-5 foot cool perennial, this straight stem, a cluster of small orange flowers that say to you, "Malva." And they begat the cool seed heads. And I don't know if I can describe a Abutilon fruit. It's like a big circle of accordion bellows, sort of. Kernia people says maybe truncate cylindric. yeah, that too. Anyway, long story short, I grew some Abutilon sonori, sold very few. That's the story of my life. But planted some along our driveway, and lo and behold, I now have many of this marvelous native, and by the way, full of seed in those accordion bellows, yes. So after a session of listening to leaves fall with my dogs, I wandered down our drive and collected seed of Sonoran Indian mallow. Yeah, I'm going to grow it again, and I'm going to take it to market. And I'm going to tell folks one more time, hey, Abutilon sonora is in the Malvaceae, the Malva family. There are 10 species of Abutilon in Arizona. The genus Abutilon is from an Arabic word for a Malva-like plant. This tall perennial with its huge chordate leaves is wild. It's native, and it's beautiful. Hey, here at KXEI, we are in our winter financial campaign, and we're asking you, well, I'm asking you right now, to help support KXEI Community Radio, to become a member, renew a membership, make a donation. You know what's cool? You could give a membership as a gift. How cool is that? That would be very cool. We want you to be a part of this this amazing community radio station. This winter, we want you to wrap yourself in the warmth of KXEI. You know, we're all these different parts. You, the listeners, me, the programmers, the listeners, all of us are different parts of a huge quilt. Yeah, we're the different fabrics to make this huge quilt. We want you to get under this huge quilt. Get under here with me. Let's get under the blankets. We're going to laugh. We're going to giggle. We're going to have some fun. We're going to listen to music, and we're going to support KXCI Community Radio. We want to be wrapped in the warmth of community radio. Give a call to 623-1000. Someone will take your call. It's very quick and painless. KXCI.org is another way to become a member or support this station. And I guess that's it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much from me personally for listening all these years. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.